LightAudioRecording.com. Hey everyone, this is Ronan Fitzgerald from LightAudioRecording.com, the only dedicated resource for compact and affordable audio recording solutions. This is the first podcast in 3 months because things have been crazy. How are ya? You're listening to episode 16 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast. A lot of people are thinking about home recording right now, so I wanted to look at some of the things that have happened to help with that. Hopefully, you'll feel inspired to plug in and make some music this weekend. First up, music aggregator Amuse have done some tinkering with the platform. To start with, they're no longer just on mobile only. This is useful because most tracks are completed on a computer. It's much easier to finish your track and upload it directly. Second, they're now a freemium platform. You can still use it for free, but for $60 per year, Amuse will let you have multiple artist profiles, put your music on TikTok and Instagram, get you a YouTube content ID, automatically split any royalties, and release your music in only 14 days. I don't think that's a bad deal. If you're an artist releasing things under different project names, it's especially helpful. But it's worth remembering how difficult it is to make a buck from your music online, so put on your business hat and think about return on investment. Also revising how artists get their music to fans, and indeed how artists monetize their work, has been BandLab. In February, they announced a new albums feature on their platform. Frankly, it looks an awful lot like Bandcamp, in terms of uploading tracks, putting in the album details and artwork, and setting your pricing. Bandcamp is the obvious comparison, and there's more to say about that than I've time for here. You know, let me quickly just make a note to compare them in a greater detail in a blog post. Okay, now, what sets BandLab apart from Bandcamp as a streaming or distribution platform is that they're not taking a cut of your tips. It's worth noting that you can't directly put a song you recorded in BandLab onto an album. But, you know, they say they're working on it, and I 100% believe them. In the last podcast, I noted the great selection of light audio interfaces that were unveiled at NAMM. Well, just last week, TC Helicon announced two more. You can never have enough light audio interfaces. Keeping things competitive keeps prices down. Firstly, we have the Go Solo, which looks crazy like IK Multimedia's iRig Pro I.O. But I think the Go Solo packs slightly more punch than the iRig. The input jack combines MIDI as well as jack plug and XLR. It's compliant with PC, Mac, Android and iOS. And it can be powered by bus, batteries or from the mains. Secondly, we have the Go Twin, which looks crazy like IK Multimedia's iRig Pro Duo I.O. The Twin has the same features as the Solo, with the addition of TRS outputs for your monitors. The Solo will cost $130, while the Twin will cost $170. Not too bad. And finally, Spotify announced a new feature for artists with all that's going on. Spotify have announced that because musicians are getting hit by lost earnings due to the Vidi, they have introduced a function for artists to fundraise on their Spotify profiles. Hurrah! Artists can include a link to their profile to Cash App, PayPal, GoFundMe, or select music-related nonprofits. Personally, I can't stop thinking about the irony of Spotify being one of the main reasons musicians can't make a living. Remember, it takes artists about 2,000 plays to generate a single US dollar. But they also pledged to match donations of up to $10 million to certain nonprofits. And that is all I have for you this month. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow the exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You'll also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Spotify. I've been Ronan Fitzgerald, and this has been episode 16. Please, please, please stay safe, wear a mask if you have to go out, yell at old people to behave, and write and record new songs. And remember, you can find more generic, whiny responses to the Vidi during any ad break on the TV. They're terrible, and whiny. I'll speak to you next time.